Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money. And hold that money. And practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. And you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
All right, time for another installment of Ancient Strategies for Debt Elimination. And let me open up to my co-host. Good evening, Nadia.
Good evening, Lee.
We're going to keep this one short tonight. We're going to we got 27 more minutes left. So
okay.
We're going to take Ancient Strategies, what we can glean from the story of David and Goliath. And do you recall what David had on hand to slay Goliath? What tools did he have?
His tool was his sling, his slingshot and a stone. And then some may even say he had his trust in God.
What about, how many stones did he have? Did he have one he used one, but how many did he have total, if you recall?
I want to say three, but I could just be making that up. I do know he used one, like you said.
He had total five.
Five, okay.
Five stones. We're going to take a look at two of those stones as part of the ancient strategy. Now, like I said, what we do on here is we want to take a look at the ancient strategy or strategies that he used. And in this case, to conquer a Goliath here in 2021? Now, the Goliath I'm picking for 2021 would be this. How would you like to earn $1 million a year?
I think everyone would like to say they could they'd like to earn $1 million a year.
Okay. Now that would be a Goliath of a task,
mm-hmm.
For most people. But I think the study of at least the way I'm going to look at it tonight, David and Goliath, we can look at it. Maybe that we can do a paradigm shift with some people. Now, David had five stones, and he only used one. So that would be the ancient strategy that I want to highlight tonight on this abbreviated podcast. One, if we would just take one idea, it could be any idea, and focus in on it, we can use that idea to slay whatever particular Goliath of a problem or Goliath of an opportunity, including earning $1 million in a year. We just have to focus in on that one idea. And another stone, because he had five of them, another stone that he had was he had a vision of rewards, because he was told that if he slayed Goliath, that he would get rewarded with certain things, including getting married to the king's daughter. So if we would take one idea and focus in on it, and then keep in mind the other stone of, all right, as a motivator, okay, if we do this, we'll get rewarded with that. So let's transfer that those two ancient ideas, I call them ancient strategies, let's move it over to 2021 for those of you who would sincerely like to earn $1 million. I'm going to play some Steve Harvey, and I think he gives some real simple ideas on how to do that, and then we'll discuss it briefly.
So when people try to figure out how to make $1 million, they have no idea how daunting that is, because if you know how to make $1 million, you're going to make it tomorrow. But since you can't figure out how to $1 million idea, you go somewhere and sit down. That's the wrong approach. If you apply your gift, your God-given gift that he gave you, you have millions already at your disposal. If you break it down inch by inch into things and cents for the 10 by 10 theory, which is very simple. You don't need $1 million idea. You need a $10 idea. You need something that you do, your gift that God gave you, to make $10. That's all you got to be able to know. I don't care if it's cutting hair, cutting somebody's grass, washing somebody's car. I don't care if it's mowing somebody's lawn. I don't care if it's driving people to their destinations. I don't care if it's babysitting. I don't care if it's baking cookies or pie. You have some braiding somebody's hair. You have something that you can do so well that someone will give you $10 for it. Write my paper for me. Do this for me. Somebody give you $10 for it. Once they give you $10, all you got to do is whatever you did to get that 10, do it 10 more times. You now, my friend, have $100. You have $100 simply because you took a $10 idea and you did it 10 times. Well, guess what? If you take that $100 that you made since you've done it 10 times and you do it 10 more times, I got news for you, my friend. You now have $1,000. $1,000, you make $1,000. Guess what all you got to do? You got to multiply that effort again. Do whatever you did to do $1,000, do it 10 more times. My friend, you now have $10,000. You got $10,000 now. Imagine if you was making an extra $10,000 a month. Just imagine if you was making an extra $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year. But I got news for you, my friend. Whatever you did, whatever it took, to make yourself $10,000, all you got to do is do it 10 more times. 10 more times, my friend, you now have $100,000. I got news for you now. If you can make $100,000, you're just a step away from being a millionaire, man. Because now you hire a few more people to help you out that you can do portions of what you do so you can duplicate that effort. And one more time, just one more time, do it 10 times. Man, that sounds hard. It is hard. But what else you got to do? What, you going to stop at the 100,000? All you got to do is duplicate your efforts by 10. You duplicate your efforts by 10 times 100,000. Welcome to the club, my friends. You are now a millionaire. Congratulations. You became a millionaire with a $10 idea. So stop bogging yourself down trying to figure out how to make a million. Do what you can do to make $10. And then do the 10 by 10 theory. Inch by inch, anything's a cinch. Now here's the joyful part. Along the way, when you was down here making $20,000, but you did right here, and now all of a sudden you're making $30,000. Now you're making $100,000. But on the way to duplicating that times 10, you may stop along in here at $250,000. You can make it $250,000 a year. That's way better than that $20,000 you had when you started. So there's joy in the process. Your life is actually a lot richer at $250,000. It'll become even more richer at $500,000. It becomes even richer than that at $750,000, $750,000. If you don't get to the million, man, you're going to trip because you're making $900,000 a year? No, you're going to be happy. What, you don't make the million, so you only make $700,000 a year? You can't find happiness in $7,000? Something wrong with you, man. There's joy in the process. That's how you make $1,000,000.
Listen to me. Rich people think differently. So what I'm going to put in your head today is a rich people concept. So you can get to understand it. The only difference between successful people and not is just how they think. Rich people think different. Quit letting people tell you got to get qualified in another program. You don't need another program to be successful. You need to change the way you think. So here's the deal. The problem with becoming a millionaire is that when you decide that you want to be a millionaire, you immediately start thinking, how can I become a millionaire? Well, that thought don't just pop into your head, so you get frustrated and you don't become a millionaire. And you start creating stuff like, well, I guess this wasn't the Lord's will, or as soon as I think of how I'm going to make a million. You can't think of how to make $1,000,000. Stop. Do you know if you knew how to make $1,000,000, what's today, Tuesday? Wouldn't you make it by Friday? Wouldn't that you make it by Friday? But suppose I told you how you can become a millionaire with what you have. Because here's the deal. All of you have everything it takes to become rich. You just don't believe it. Now, if you can develop this theory that I'm about to share with you, I have the way for you to be rich. This is it. First of all of you have a gift. God gave it to you when he created you. God never created a single soul without giving them a gift. That's the God that created you. He's a very smart God. Here's the cold thing. When he made you, he put the gift inside of you. He didn't hide it under the ocean. It ain't on the mountain nowhere. It ain't under no rocks. You ain't got to go drilling. God put what you needed inside of you at birth. All of you have a gift. But you have got to do your gift. The thing God gave you at birth to do, it is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your gift. Anything else you doing, you wasting your time. Do you hear me? You wasting your time. If when the alarm clock goes off in the morning and it makes you sick every morning that alarm go off, it's because you ain't doing your gift. You're going against what God created you to be. Do most of you know what your gift is? Who in here doesn't know their gift yet? Okay, let me tell you what you do. Go home today. Don't talk to nobody. sit down and have one conversation with yourself. What is the thing that I do the absolute best with the least amount of effort? This ain't going to take you long. You old enough, you grown. Write it down. I don't care if it's networking. I don't care if it's babysitting. I don't care if it's doing color. I don't care if it's painting. Whatever it is, it's what you do, singing. Whatever you do the best, write it down. That's your gift. That's it. You ain't got to go asking a bunch of people. They've been telling you your whole life. You know, you ever have people call you with their problems? They always call you with your problems because you gifted at it. But you didn't know how to identify it. If you identify your gift. Now, let me ask you this question. This thing that you're gifted at, if you did it for somebody, do you think somebody would pay you $10 for your gift? Just $10. Could you babysit for $10? Could you cut somebody's hair for $10? Could you cut their grass for $10? Could you make them a chicken dinner for $10? Could you do something for $10? Everybody, don't you have something somebody would give you $10 for? Okay, now, once you have something that somebody's willing to pay you $10 for, this is how this works. It's called the multiples of 10. See, you don't have to figure out how to be a millionaire. You just got to figure out the thing that makes you $10. So now here we go. You do it and you make $10. Soon as they pay you the 10, go do it 10 more times. Whatever it was. Watch some more kids 10 more times. Get another 10. You got $100. When you get $100, whatever you did to make that $100, listen to me, do it 10 more times. You ain't got to get tricky with it. Just do it 10 more times. You'd have made $1,000. Whatever you did to make the $1,000, don't get smart. Stay stupid now. Do it 10 more times. You have now made $10,000. Hold up. Now we finna grow a little bit, but guess what you got to do to grow? You just got to do some more. Whatever you made $10,000 doing, I need you to do it 10 more times. What you tripping for? If you do it 10 more times, you got $100,000. Now, you might have to hire some people to make this happen. You got to figure that part out. But all you got to do is do what you did for $10. Once you make $100,000, uh-oh, if you just do it 10 more times.
All right, well, I think Steve Harvey illustrated what David did. He used primarily, well, let's say in this example, two stones. He used one stone that he put in his slingshot and the other stone that he didn't take out of his bag was visualization. In other words, he kept in mind what rewards that he was going to get once he was victorious in slaying the giant with the one stone. So in this, to translate this over into what Steve Harvey just said, making a million or becoming a millionaire, and we're talking about liquid, not assets, but liquid, is essentially take one idea. As he stated, he used the example of a $10 idea. Everybody's got $10 ideas. Some of us have $500 ideas or even $1,000 ideas or whatever. But the key is that one stone, all you need is that one idea. He didn't put all five stones in a slingshot. He put one. Just as Steve Harvey illustrated, it could be cutting grass, it could be anything. So we have an assignment that we're going to give out tonight, which will be ready for next Sunday. But before we go to that, what that assignment is, Nadia, any comment on Steve Harvey's $10 idea?
It was great, and the illustration was excellent, and we all just need to now decide on what our $10 idea is and keep it simple, like you said, not try to, you know, get fancy and make it a $15 idea or $20 idea. But like you also said, we might have a $100 idea, so we can skip to the $100 level or the $1,000 level and then multiply from there and do it over. And with 2021 and things being so technologically advanced, you could systematize this and potentially, well, I guess this could be getting fancy, but you could essentially put systems in place to get the word out, to advertise your $10 or $100 idea that makes it multiply even quicker. And I think he made a great point about enjoying the journey in between. You know, you might be at $25,000. And you have to kind of appreciate the process and appreciate that you've gotten to that and not get weary, but continuously do it, recognizing that everything is a journey. And it starts with one step and one idea.
Right. Now, let's translate this into a David and Goliath situation in your life. Here's the assignment. I've got to do it, too. It's due next Sunday. And since this show is Ancient Strategies for Debt Elimination, now you don't have to name what the debt is or how much it is, but do you have a Goliath debt in your life that you owe?
Yes, I'm a part of the many Americans who have, or those who went to American schools, or any school really, who has that student loan debt. So that would
be
a Goliath
debt. You got
a
Goliath debt with that. All right, now. Here's the assignment. All right. You have to pick out an idea, just one. Okay. Now, you can think it over on what idea you're going to come up with, but you're going to have to narrow it down to one. Come up with an idea. It could be a $10 idea. It could be a $100 idea. It could be a $1,000 idea. But whatever that one idea is, you have to apply the Steve Harvey methodology on it and then get to the point where you can dwarf that particular debt. And you know what? Actually, you know what? Let's keep it just like with Steve Harvey. You're going to have to take whatever idea you come up with, be it $5, $10, or whatever, and grow it up to $1 million just like Steve Harvey. Next Sunday, you come back and share with us what your idea was with a dollar amount on it and what are the steps that you had to take and, of course, to get up to $1 million. And, of course, the $1 million idea, hopefully you don't have $1 million in student loans. So,
oh, God.
But and I've got to do it too. Now I've got a $500 idea, and I'll share that right now because I'm a landlord. So essentially, you know, if I rent out a room or a house, depending on what part of the country it is in, I can get $500 or more. But I'm gonna put it at $500. So that's the one idea. I'm working with a $500 idea, but I've got to illustrate by next Sunday or during next Sunday on how I can take that and grow it to $1 million. So you can pick any dollar amount you want, but anyway. That's the assignment for next Sunday, and we'll call that part two. And the reward, the second stone, is we'll have enough money to pay off those debts. You, your student loan, me, whatever I got to deal with.
Okay.
So that's the assignment for this week. Due next Sunday. And you're going to have to show your work.
Okay.
Any
that
questions?
Sounds great.
So you can play the Steve Harvey bit again. It's pretty simple.
I wrote it down. Actually, it was very good.
Right. Can't get any more simpler than that. So, Any other questions or comments or announcements? And because we'll call it a day on that, and that's it. You know, we'll keep it straight to the point tonight.
Yes, I think that's pretty much straight to the point. We should have an idea, and we probably already have one right now that we can think of. And
yeah, I don't know what mine is. I'm good at. It's pretty easy to rent a room for $500 or find a house that I can rent out for $500. So I know how to do that. So, however, I've got to do it where I can get to the point where the $1 million mark, where, because I don't have any $1 million debts. So the second stone I'll be looking at will be, if I do this assignment, you know, write it out and then start to act on it, my reward will be I'll be able to cancel out those debts. So I'm looking at two stones. The one stone is the idea, be it $10 or $500 or whatever figure that you come up with. And then the second stone is the reward I'll get once I, you know, figure out. Well, I already figured out. I just got to put it out so I can visualize, and then I'll see it every day. So those are two out of the five stones that David had. On that note, that's it on my end. Thanks again for that birthday card.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there's some scriptures on there I can use, particularly nothing's impossible. And I think David and Goliath is a good illustration of that. It looked like it could have been impossible, but it didn't turn out to be impossible.
Right. And our debts and our...
Yeah, girl, I'm listening.
And our debts and our, you know, financial goals may seem impossible, but with trusting in God and what he's placed inside of us, we can essentially take that, retool it, and turn it into cash flow.
Exactly. Or anything that might seem impossible looking in your life. So, all right, well, it's 8:27 p.m. here on the East Coast, so we're going to, that's it on my end. You have a good rest of the evening. And if you got any questions, just text me during the week. And if you need any moral support, I'll do it if I need it, I can tell you that. But it's a pretty simple assignment, so.
Pretty simple,
yeah. All right, on that note, have a good night.
Good night.